Welcome to another day in the Matrix. This is Waters Above, and since my last release here, we've had both Bitcoin and XRP hit new all-time highs during this month of July, right on schedule. But now, over the past 7 days, we've seen this crypto market begin to temporarily stall out as the traditional markets are also seemingly overheated, with the S&P 500 and Nasdaq pushing higher into price discovery throughout this entire month, in an almost identical fashion to how things went after the C19 crash back in March of 2020, compared to where we're at here following the tariff crash that just bottomed out in early April of this year. So, if you've been following along here at Waters Above, you'd know that I've been revealing these patterns that have played out cyclically month by month and also exposing the true reasons why these patterns play out the way that they do. And of course, during times like these, when we're seeing extremes in these markets, I know you all appreciate a more esoteric outlook on what's going on here, as the masses are being fed narratives and are manipulated emotionally. So, in today's video, we're going to focus on what this month of August has in store for us, and we'll do that by focusing on the patterns in these charts so that we can stay clear-headed, focused, and calm through these next 48 hours, which will be very volatile with today's Federal Reserve FOMC meeting. It might actually be over by the time you watch this. And I've had many of you reach out to me to share my thoughts on how I see this playing out. So I thought today would be the perfect time to release a new market update here. And also, speaking of the next 48 hours, due to getting so many requests to run a sale on my website, and especially with the timing of where we're at in this bull run, gearing up for the profit-taking phase where having a dialed-in exit strategy is absolutely necessary, I've gone ahead and decided to run a flash sale over on my website at watersabove.com/2025. And then you'll see this promo code FLASH20 that you could utilize at checkout to get 20% off site-wide. And this sale will be live for the next 48 hours, ending on August 1st at midnight Pacific time. And I'll share more details about what I have available over on my website a little later. But for now, let's get into today's video. So if you are new here at Waters Above, we're empowering you to unlock your infinite potential with esoteric investing by combining gematria, numerology, and astrology with technical analysis to understand these markets and become a more profitable investor. Now, let's take the clear pill. I want to kick this off here. We'll be covering this chart throughout today's video, and this is the total crypto market cap chart. It includes Bitcoin, of course. This currently sits at 3.8 trillion, with about 2.3 trillion of that being comprised of Bitcoin. And as you're all aware, whilst Bitcoin has been breaking out into price discovery, we've also seen Bitcoin dominance holding strong above that 60% zone, not wanting to crater to the downside just yet. And with these moments where Bitcoin recovers any of the dominance that was lost during any short-lived drops, we, of course, see the hit that altcoins take on these short-term recoveries. And this is very important because we're faced with something like that today as I record this video. Bitcoin dominance is continuing to hold this macro parallel channel that's now been in play for over 850 days. And something that's potentially concerning in the immediate short term is the fact that the recent drop we just had on Bitcoin dominance led to the lowest daily RSI read that we've had since May of 2021, over 4 years ago. So, from the vantage point of a technical analyst, you need to know that it's important whenever we see extremes in the data to keep our emotions on the sidelines and focus on the facts that are in front of us. And what I'm seeing in this chart right now, it tells me that most altcoin investors are still feeling pain and confusion. And if you're feeling that way right now, then you need to be aware that's exactly how the market maker wants you to feel right now. And what's the smart money quote? Be greedy when others are fearful, right? And get out when there's euphoria in the markets. And right now, we do not have euphoria in crypto. I believe the closest we've been was around Trump's inauguration timeframe. But since it has not been the case, and what we have seen is higher highs on the Bitcoin price. But I believe once we make it through this upcoming FOMC meeting later today and the Bank of Japan's interest rate decisions tomorrow on July 31st to close out the month, followed by the August 1st tariff deadline, which will be this upcoming Friday, this will pave the way for all the narratives tied to our earnings and everything I just mentioned to become a quote, well, what's next moment for the market. The what's next moment for the market is important to keep in mind because I believe after that we'll resume our momentum to the upside for the crypto market. But for now, expect the next 48 hours into Friday's traditional market close to be a wild ride. And that's why I wanted to rush here to make today's video. Many of you here know that leading up to Powell's speech on FOMC Wednesdays, it's an absolute prana harvest. And crypto being one of the most volatile asset classes means we get extremes over here. But just as we get extremes to the downside, we of course experience extremes to the upside. So this turbulence that we're getting right now is because the energetics of the crypto market are in an indecisive vibe. We all know that institutions are playing a major role in this cycle, and typically retail only shows up when the markets are already overheated to the upside. And what would convince me that we're getting closer to that moment is when Ethereum breaks into price discovery, which it hasn't yet, but when it breaks into price discovery while simultaneously Bitcoin dominance is closing a weekly candle above, or sorry, below 60%. Ideally, this 618 fib would be even better. So, a weekly candle close below this 618, around 58%, would be very ideal. I think that's the setup. And by the way, Ethereum is only about 30% away from breaking into price discovery, and Bitcoin dominance just tagged the 60% level last week, and we're starting to see a clear bearish divergence on the weekly chart. I'll just zoom in really quick so you can see what I mean. Where we're seeing perpetual higher highs in the percentage of dominance, and then we're seeing lower highs on the weekly RSI. So there's signs of Bitcoin dominance gassing out. Although I do have to be 100% honest and mention that fact that we did not see Bitcoin dominance go as high in this cycle as we had in past cycles so far. Usually we get reads above 70%, like in December of 2020 and December 2017, for example. Kind of interesting how they both happened in the month of December, but we can see that after we tagged the 70% zone, we absolutely collapsed after that. And if we look at our current chart, let me turn off all the drawings. You'll see that the highest Bitcoin dominance has gone so far is about 66% about a month ago in late June. And one gem that I can give you early on in today's video is this. Please pay attention to what I'm about to show you. So if I hover my cursor right here around the 66% level for Bitcoin dominance, where we recently topped out, and if you look to the left of the screen, we have a little bit of a pattern to discuss. Something very interesting about this 66% level. For example, in our last cycle in November of 2020, right over here, you can see we went up to 66%, then we quickly corrected just over the next couple of weeks to around 60%, and then we bounced at that exact level before heading up to its final move into 70% zone before we had the true alt season. And at that time, when it spiked to 70%, it only lasted about a week or so before collapsing. Well, let me show you what happened at the iteration before that. We go back to this cycle over here, you're going to see in late October and into early November, Bitcoin dominance hit right around 66-67%. It had a very quick correction down into this mid-50s zone, again, remember, this was a much different market back in 2017 compared to 2020. But I do find it fascinating how is the sharp move up, sharp move down, and then we rebound very quickly after that, and then peak at about 70%, followed by a breakdown in Bitcoin dominance. It's a nearly identical setup for how it went in 2017 into early 2018, as it did in 2020 into 2021. And if we looked at the timing of this move to 66%, followed by the correction and the final impulse, we'll be able to see that they're a very similar amount of days. Over here in this iteration was about 35 days, and over here in this it was 42. So we're comparing 5 weeks to 6 weeks. Literally just a week difference in timing. How wild is that? Now, of course, we should not expect things to play out exactly as they did in the past, but I do feel there's something powerful about this pattern that I've just reviewed with you here. And since the last iteration took about an additional week to play out from 5 weeks to 6 weeks, then if we were to go ahead and continue that pattern and add an additional week and measure out 7 weeks from this recent spike, this will put us around August 11th. This right here is a really interesting date. It's something that I've been talking a lot about over in my Patreon for our mastermind community. But this timing aligns perfectly with my overall thesis that I've been sharing for some time. Now, I'll be honest with you, because some of you might be asking right now, Waters, do you really think Bitcoin dominance will hit 70% in the next 2 weeks? And the answer is no. But this type of environment, is this the type of environment that such a move can play out? Yes. So I feel that we're very close to an alt season, and I do believe that Bitcoin will go higher than 125K in the month of August, and I'm sticking to my main thesis that we get a notable correction across the board in the month of September, and potentially higher highs for Bitcoin in the month of October and November while Bitcoin dominance is draining. And I even drew this out in my last video that I released here, titled "This XRP Breakout Will Be Epic," and around the 24-minute mark, I thoroughly explained how I see this playing out. I just explained it to you a moment ago, and I drew it out for you 3 weeks ago in this video. And you'll see there's this red dotted line across the screen that's marking off the date of September 7th, because that's the start of our next eclipse season on the total lunar eclipse of September 7th. And this is something I've shared over a year ago in my crypto decoding blueprint that I released back in June of 2024. I actually started creating that project in May of 2024. So it's now been a full year since I've shared this theory about how I see this cycle going for Bitcoin. And so far, it's played out exactly how I anticipate for Bitcoin, with our first surge into price discovery between the final solar eclipse of our solar cycle back in October 2024. So just think, after October 2024, what did the market do? And I said between the final solar eclipse and the start of our lunar cycle on March 2025. So we're talking about this eclipse that we just had. What I was saying is that we should see Bitcoin enter price discovery between the October 2024 timeframe and the March 2025 timeframe. And I also said that we should expect a major correction around the start of our lunar cycle in March and April of this year, followed by a push even higher into price discovery before the September lunar eclipse. And here we are. And so far, the only thing that hasn't happened yet in that macro analysis was an alt season. But of course, that all boils down to Bitcoin dominance. And I just showed you here in this video moments ago, it seems like we're finally in that phase for Bitcoin dominance before we enter a true alt season. This tagging the 66% level, a very sharp move to the downside, plus a quick bounce. And since we're getting very close to one of the most exciting times for us crypto investors, that makes this the perfect time for this flash sale that I'm running over on my website. If you want to take advantage of this final stage of the market cycle and be one of the few who actually walk away from this bull run in profits, We're just getting started on all of this. So if this is your first bull run as a crypto investor, you could consider my crypto mastermind, which will help you build a solid foundation leading into the profit-taking phase that we're heading into. And this course will also include my full exit strategy blueprint for free. So this way you can utilize that blueprint as a guideline for how you can set up your take profit targets on your investments, making this my go-to beginner level course. And for those of you that are more interested in learning how to decode and learning more about how you could utilize my personal decoding system to have an edge on these markets, then you could consider my decoding mastermind. This actually includes my crypto decoding blueprint for free within that course. That's the one that I just mentioned moments ago that mapped out how this bull run would go over a year in advance. So anyone who picked up this course in the past can vouch for how everything's unfolded since. And this crypto decoding blueprint is still relevant to this day since I created it in a way that's actually timeless, so that you can utilize everything that's covered in this course for even the next bear market and the cycle after that. And the same goes for this exit strategy blueprint within my crypto mastermind as well. And then we have my expansion mastermind, which covers everything I talk about during my live streams. If you've happened to make one of those, you'll know that we focus on mindset, health, and wellness, how to properly detox the body and embody self-reliance so that you can unlock your highest potential and balance out your days by focusing on the true wealth, which is health, the health of your mind, body, and consciousness. And for those that would like to save even more by bundling these courses together, you'll see at the top of this page are three different package deals, with the most popular being my mastermind package. It includes all three of my full-length masterminds that I just showed you, along with the crypto decoding blueprint and exit strategy blueprint, and a bonus of my live stream archive has over 170 live streams over the past 4 years. Most of them are 2 to 3 hours long. And just that library of live streams alone is packed with value. And by bundling these masterminds together, you'll get 30% off this total price, bringing it down to this final price over here. And that promo code right there is what you could apply at checkout, giving you an even bigger discount than purchasing a single course during this time of my flash sale. And lastly, since I had a bunch of custom requests during my last Black Friday sale, I've gone ahead and created a brand new package called the Universal Package, which includes all of my courses listed here on this page. So you'll get everything in the Mastermind Package, plus this advanced trading course included in it, and it will bring the price down to 35% off. So for less than $50 more, you'll be getting all of my courses and getting a total savings that's essentially like getting my entire expansion mastermind for free. So this is a really, really important time frame to get caught up on how these markets are moving and everything else that we're seeing unfold on this world stage. Thought it would be the perfect time for me to run this flash sale. So there it is. I've started this over on my website, and it's my first sale that I've ran on my website since Black Friday over 7 months ago. So this is definitely an exclusive opportunity to take advantage of this flash sale while it's live for the next 48 hours over at watersabove.com/2025. And you could also find the link to this sale and the exclusive promo code in the description or in the pinned comment below. And if you happen to invest in yourself by investing in my art, I want you to know that I'm really grateful for your continued support, and I'm truly grateful to be a part of your journey. Now let's get back to this total market cap chart that we were looking at a little bit earlier and review these five phases. Now that I've thoroughly covered the Bitcoin dominance analysis, and now you should have a much better idea of how this upcoming alt season will commence. So we'll start with phase one, which is a bullish breakout into price discovery. Effectively, you're breaking out above the prior cycle peak that was formed back in 2021, for example. Then after this initial surge into price discovery, we have phase two, which is a backtest of the prior cycle peak, specifically backtesting the macro candle closes, which at the time back in 2021, of course, turned out to be a resistance because then we went into a bear market following that. And this local phase two would essentially be a backtest of prior resistance to confirm it as a new support, which by moving into phase three, we can feel more confident confirming this since we've actually pushed higher than phase one. And that's pretty much set in stone now since we've achieved higher highs and also have three weekly candle closes in a row in price discovery. So I believe this is enough data to confirm prior macro resistance is now a local support. And then we have phase four, which we're effectively in right now. And this would be the quickest phase regarding the timing of things. And we're likely in the process of pivoting out of this phase very soon. So if I had to put a date on it, I'd say that the latest by August 5th into August 9th. And as we get closer to that 5-day window around the upcoming full moon on August 9th, let me just quickly show you that date right over here. And exoterically, we have this Friday will be the tariff deadline on August 1st that I mentioned earlier. But since that's, of course, a Friday and the last trading day for the traditional markets before they close down for the week, and then we have crypto trading alone for the weekend, that can make this weekend on August 2nd and August 3rd a bit of a wild card leading into the traditional markets reopening on August 4th on Monday. So we'll have to stay neutral during all of this because these back-to-back-to-back events with the FOMC today, the Bank of Japan's interest rate decision tomorrow, and the tariff deadline the following day, again, making these next 48 hours prime time for the market makers to shake things up, doing what they do best, feeding off of retail's emotions. Now, after this pivot between phase four into phase five, and that being complete, we should then anticipate a push higher into the month of August. And I do believe this will be followed by a correction into the time frame of September, as I've said throughout all of my videos this year, including my last video that I put out. And this is actually something that happened in our last cycle in 2021 in September. And even in 2020, we had this correction into September after a fairly bullish August. You can see that right there. All of August in 2021 bullish, a correction. We even had it happen the last 2 years. So when Bitcoin recovered off these lows in July of 2021, it pushed all the way into September. New moon on September 7th. I actually remember it like it was yesterday because back then I actually initiated my final take profit sales on XRP for that cycle. And I announced this publicly in the YouTube videos that I was putting out back then. And I got a ton of hate for it. But when we look back at the charts on September 7, 2021, I could quickly pull it up for you on XRP. Which, by the way, it's great to see XRP trading above $3 with all these daily closes. But when we go back to that time frame that we're talking about right over here, September 7th, 2021, XRP momentarily broke into $1.40, got rejected, and it hasn't gone higher since. That was the highest that XRP traded at all the way until we finally broke out after the election in 2024. So that ended up being a legendary play for me because I was confident that taking profit at that time was the right move based on my esoteric findings and the risk of holding the bag in the event I could be wrong about altcoins going higher. But that's the way you need to trade. That ended up being a really solid move for me. Now, of course, I didn't sell all of my XRP back then, but I sold enough to cover my expenses for the rest of that year. And I got in on XRP when it was trading between 20 to 25 cents. So it made sense to continue to hold a long-term bag in the event we'd potentially push higher into price discovery later in 2021, which we didn't. We did for Bitcoin momentarily. ETH went slightly higher. Solana did very well for that time frame, but a lot of altcoins did not. And I was already quite up in profits. It just felt wrong to not take advantage of already being up so much in that market. And although, like every XRP investor, of course I wanted XRP to go higher, at that time, that should never get in the way of your investment thesis and trading plan. Because wanting your holdings to go higher after you're already up 400, 500, 600% or more, then this is where things get dangerous. When you're greedy to the upside. And if this happened to you back then in 2020, 2021, please don't make the same mistake again this time, because this is not the cycle to be left holding the bag. We're moving into a whole new economy soon, and this won't be the same style of bear market that we had back in 2022. I personally think that this one will be way worse, especially for those who don't have a plan for taking profits in this cycle, and also if you're not prepared to put your profits to work in the next bear market. Remember, make your money work for you, and if you don't know how to do that, you need to learn that now. That's actually what motivated me to create Waters Above University. So now that we're in this final phase, four moving into five, I believe phase five is all about a continuation into this 1618 fib level, right around the golden ratio, which sits around 7.25 trillion. And that's about a 90% move from where we're at right now. And if you do some quick math, assuming that we hit this target of 7.25 trillion on the total market cap chart, and as we're hitting this target, Bitcoin dominance has dropped to around 45%, which would align with where Bitcoin dominance was as Bitcoin was topping out in our prior cycles and simultaneously during an alt season. This would calculate to Bitcoin's market cap being around 3.2 to 3.3 trillion. And considering where the circulating supply is at now and where it's estimated to be at before the end of this year, that would put the Bitcoin price around 160K. Again, this is just the maths based on those assumptions, and those assumptions are in alignment with past cycles and how they performed. So we can definitely entertain a range between 150 to 170. Higher than 180, I don't think so. I'm personally not entertaining a 200K plus Bitcoin this cycle, but we have the 173 target for Bitcoin is a technical target since the macro 1618. Let me show you real quick. That macro 1618 would be sitting right there at 173. This would be that if you measured from the swing high of around 69,000 at the November timeframe of 2021 down to the swing low at around 15K a year later. And you'd make sure this setting on the fib retracement tool is turned on, where it says fib levels based on log scale. You're going to see that 1618 golden ratio sits at about 173K for Bitcoin. And this is, of course, worth considering since we hit this technical target in the last cycle as well. I'll quickly show you. We have this swing high to this swing low. And you'll see where this golden ratio hits. And that was our top. This is our double top, actually. Also, this would be about 150% higher, measuring from 69 up to about 173. It's fair because in the last cycle, measuring from the prior cycle peak to the past cycle peak, it's about 250%. And the one before that, if I remember correctly, it was about 1500% when measuring from this cycle peak to that cycle peak. There you go. And we just continue the trend of diminishing returns naturally. So, if we go back to my last video, you'll see the way that I drew this all out, and the next move would make a very elusive move for Bitcoin's price because I'm showing that it would get to about 130 before a pullback came in. And then after that pullback, we would have that final impulse to potentially 150 to 170. And the reason I'm entertaining this move to 130 to 135K next, perhaps next month, for instance, is because it's just enough to make retail FOMO in. And simultaneously, this price is not enough to make people want to take profits. So if we were to see a correction back to 100K after this, it'd make all of those late arrivals panic sell at a loss. So this is really important to take note of because this final move of expansion for Bitcoin, I think, is going to trigger a lot of FOMO into altcoins naturally. And I hope you understand what I mean by that, because a lot of people are going to be looking at the Bitcoin price as that's all unfolding for the alts. And when we get to 130, I think a lot of people are just going to expect 150 right away. And I don't know if that's going to happen. I think it's going to catch a lot of people by surprise. We're not going to make it to that nice even number. It's an odd number, but you know what I mean? I don't think we're going to make it to 150 right there. I think it's going to be a bull trap. And during that correction right there, that's where I think Bitcoin dominance is going to start to drain. So you got to look out for this move because this is something that actually happened in 2021 in January. I'll quickly show you. We had this move right here, and I know it's hard to see when we look at like a weekly chart, but it's right here. We broke out into price discovery in January 2021. Bitcoin had about a 30% correction, and then it finally started topping out where it couldn't get much higher than about, 60K. That's kind of how I see this going if we are to entertain a higher high in the month of October and November of this year. And I don't think it's going to be much higher than wherever we go in next month. And we're definitely, in my opinion, getting that bigger correction in September leading into October. With the pivot October, November, it would be hard for me to entertain a January, February all-time high for Bitcoin in 2026. Maybe it could spill over into altcoins throughout the beginning of 2026, but we'll cross that bridge when we get there. I don't want to complicate things right now. Just kind of continuing along with tracking and pretty much doubling down on my overall opinion about us moving up into this next month of August, followed by that correction into September. The month of September is known to shake things up, and our community here knows the real reason why that's the case, and it's because it's typically the Gregorian month during Rosh Hashanah, the Hebrew New Year, the month of the harvest. It's symbolic. So now that I've laid out all this foundation for you, the next question is, so what does this all mean for altcoins? Well, since we've been tracking XRP closely here on this channel, since my first video was put out over 4 years ago, and since we did just recently hit a new all-time high for XRP, let's cover what this all means for XRP. As our example, if the total crypto market cap chart was to make it to the 7.2 trillion target while Bitcoin dominance is dropping to around 45%. We're going to want to come over here to the XRP dominance chart, which I don't really talk about too often here on this channel, but now is the time to start talking about it. We're looking at XRP dominance on the weekly, and this could give us some data to consider for this next major impulse for XRP to the upside as it ventures into price discovery. And you'll see that this chart, I've marked off the 786 fib, the top of the golden pocket, and the upper target at around the 888 fib, and that's around 14% XRP dominance. So we have a zone between 12 to 13%, if I had to dial it in a little bit more. So just remember that about 12 to 13% Bitcoin dominance, I think that's pushing it. It's a little high on the higher end for the short term. In the future, I don't think that'll be the same, but we're talking about like within this calendar year of 2025. So if this were to come to fruition, the way that this would go is that around 7.25 trillion in the upper range for XRP dominance at 13%, we would have an estimated market cap of about 940 billion for XRP. Again, this is in the upper range around the 13% dominance, and this isn't perfect math, but I'm just giving you guys something to work with. So if this was to come to fruition with a circulating supply of around 59.3 billion XRP, that would put the XRP price close to $16. And a $15 XRP would be accomplished with a market cap of around 890 billion. So, with a true alt season, seeing a $10 to $15 XRP is absolutely in the cards because if you take the numbers I've just shared and consider a 16 to 18% ETH dominance, which is normal, and Tether dominance dropping below 3%, which would also make sense. All of that adds up to around 82%, leaving 18% left over for the others dominance, which is right around where others dominance topped in our last cycle, making all these numbers come together with what I believe are very realistic targets. And now some of you might be wondering, well, if the total market cap is currently around 3.8 trillion, where would the other 3.5 trillion come from to hit this 7.25 trillion target that we've been talking about? Well, the simple answer is institutions, but that probably doesn't satisfy any of you here. So let me quickly show you where I believe a majority of this money will come from. And that's going to be in this gold chart believe it or not. So we can head over to the gold chart. Could keep it on the weekly for now. Actually, I put it on the daily. And I believe we're going to see a temporary rotation out of gold, and it probably could have started already. And let me show you what I mean. Starting with this time frame back in August of 2020, note the month that it happened in, August, take a note. And you'll see that gold topped out, and then it went on to have a 19% correction. Funny enough, during C19, anyways. Whilst at the same time it was correcting almost 20%, Bitcoin gained 400% and we had an alt season. Then we have the example in September of 2017, right over here. And you're going to see that during this 9%, almost 10% correction for gold, that was the time where Bitcoin gained 300% and we had an alt season. And then we have August 2013. And that would be the same month that this is happening in as our first example. And that would only be a 1 month difference from our second example. So it's very close together in the timing of when this plays out. And you can see that we had a 15% correction in gold while Bitcoin was up over 800%. And we had our first official alt season. Pretty mind blowing, right? So here we are now transitioning into the month of August here in 2025, and gold has been trading into price discovery and at all-time highs, just recently trading to $3,400 per ounce last week, getting resistance, and what seems like a difficult level of resistance to break, and this could very well be the start of this same pattern playing out for what I just showed you in the past three examples. Where during every Bitcoin cycle peak and every crypto alt season, gold is experiencing a notable correction. And if we saw a similar drop in the gold price as the past three examples, we'd then see gold's market cap reduce by close to $2 trillion. If I was to head over here into the market cap, we'd just be seeing it drop slightly below $20 trillion overall. And that $2 trillion alone makes up about 60% of that rotation theory that I mentioned moments ago. Of course, it's not going to go 100% like this, but I'm just showing you that there is a pattern here during the time we have alt season. And that remaining 40% would, quote, be new money entering the market, which many analysts speculate many multiples of trillions of dollars entering the space for the first time in this cycle that we're in now. So again, this outlook I'm sharing with you here is actually very conservative, I believe. And if we were to see 150K Bitcoin and a $10 to $15 XRP, then expect a majority of the alts that are beaten and bruised right now to wake up all of a sudden and make some wild upside moves during the same time frame. And remember what I shared in my last video that I released over here on YouTube, when I said that if you feel like you missed out on XRP, I personally feel like XLM, Stellar Lumens, is a solid alternative for even more ROI at this stage of the cycle. And it's crazy because literally right after I released that video, XLM went up 100% in a week. You could see this was released on July 8th. If I go over here to the XLM chart, we have right here, we have the date of July 8th, literally on the breakout. And within a calendar week, we've had 100% move. Now, it's starting to cool off a little bit lately. But what's so great about this is if I zoom out and I show you where the current all-time high is from where we're actively trading, we still have about 90% ahead of us to just retest the prior all-time highs. That means we still have more of an opportunity here on this play. All things considered, it's not me saying to not invest in XRP or to not build a position in XRP. I'm just telling you where I believe is the more ideal ROI play. And I told you this in the last video when XLM was trading at 24 cents. Here we are at 42 almost. So don't feel like you missed out on this cycle just because XRP is at these current prices above $3, because there's so many opportunities here in the space. And with the way XRP is trading lately, it is so strong. We can literally see a $7 to $8 XRP in just the next 2 to 3 weeks. So just keep this in mind that you still have so many other opportunities in many different altcoin projects. And if you want to learn how you can take advantage of these opportunities, again, I have this flash sale going on over on my website that'll be live for the next 48 hours. So definitely check that out at watersabove.com/2025. And you can also find that link to the sale and the exclusive promo code below in the description of this video and in the pinned comment below. And I'm really grateful for all of your continued support. It truly means the world to me, and I'm really looking forward to experiencing this next phase of the bull run cycle together. And I'm wishing you all an amazing rest of your day in the Matrix. Much love.